Congregation may be seated. I invite the children to join me for a children's message. Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Not too tired? No? A little bit. Well, these four up here were dancing away the night last night, or at least the early evening, over here in the silly parent and child dance, which was a great success, and we're thankful for all the organizing Tina did for that. But I want to talk to you guys this morning about, I have some stickers for you guys that I'd like to give you. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But the thing is, we have to travel to go get them, and I got a map here that shows us the way. So can you guys come with me to go find them?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's an arrow here, so I'm going to follow the arrow. So let's go this way. Let's go get them. Let's see. The arrow goes this way, and these are the pews, and these are the front steps, and this is the back door. So we're going, wait a minute.
Wait, we're supposed to go that way.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Should we just keep going this way, you think?
No.
What should we do?
There is no steps there.
Oh, you're right. So what should we do?
We need to go that way.
We need to turn around and go that way? So you guys are telling me that if we figure out that we're going the wrong way, we should turn and go the right way.
Yeah. We need to turn it this way.
Oh my goodness.
Because there's no door right over there.
You're right. There is no door. Okay, let's go the right way.
Unless there's a magic door.
We turned around and we're going to go the right way. Okay. Let's see. Where's the X marks the spot?
Over there.
Up there? Okay. Are there some stickers? Great. Okay, will you hand those to me and let's go sit on the steps? Thank you. Okay. I have two kinds of stickers, and everybody can have one of each, so I'm going to give you these in a minute. But let's talk about what just happened. We were going the wrong way, weren't we?
You had it turned the wrong way.
I messed up, and we were going the wrong way. And Calvin helped me figure it out. And what did we do when we figured out that we were going the wrong way? We turned around and we went the right way. It would have been really silly to keep going the wrong way, wouldn't it? That doesn't make any sense at all.
You would just get farther away from what you were at, so you tried to go to.
I would just get farther away from what I was trying to go to. This children's sermon is going the best of any children's sermon ever. I'd just like to say right now. Because you guys are absolutely right. Today, in our gospel reading, Jesus says to repent. Have you guys ever heard that word before? Repent basically means stop going the wrong way and go the right way. Okay? That's exactly right. It's about going the right way to follow God.
That's why they made maps for a reason.
That's why we have maps for a reason. Now, tell me, when we're following God, do we have anything that gives us directions, sort of like a map? Well, we don't have a map. But we have the Bible, which gives us some directions, right?
We have God to tell us the right way.
God certainly can communicate with us the right way. We have our parents and our grandparents and other people of faith sitting in the congregation that can help tell us the right way to go. Yeah, that's exactly right, the right way to go to follow God. I wish we had road signs that said if we were following God the right way, but sometimes it's harder than that, and sometimes we need other people to tell us. And Jesus today is saying, hey guys, you're not following God, you're going the wrong way, turn around. So what I want you guys to try to do is to help pay attention to people of faith, and together we have to figure out if we're going the right way or if we need to turn around and go back to God. For cars, that's nice. It would be nice if we had an app on our phone that would tell us if we were following God or not, but we have to work a little harder than that, and we need each other to help.
We have to believe in God.
We have to believe and trust God, and we have to help each other. So can you guys, will you be willing to help each other? Would that be something you're okay with? Would you be willing to help each other follow God?
I help people at school.
That's great. You help people at school, and sometimes we might need people to help us. That's great. That is a wonderful ministry to help those ladybugs get outside. Yeah. Yeah, well, so what we're going to do is we're going to pray to ask God that we would listen to each other if we're trying to help each other get the right way, okay? Can you guys pray with me? Repeat after me. Lord God, help us to go the right way and to follow you. And if we get going the wrong way, help us to turn around. Amen. Thank you, guys. Now, I've got some stickers. You may each have one of these that says, Jesus, God's gift of love. Would you like one of these? And you know what? I'm going to hand you these, and then I'm going to send the rest on with you guys to Children's Church, and Miss Tina can hand some of these out. Marcus, do you want one of these, bud? That's going to be a mess for me later. Yeah. Tina, I'm going to send these with you, and if they want more stickers, thank you, guys. You can... If you're going to Children's Church, you can head that way with Tina.
I'm a little stuck.
You're a little stuck? May I help you?
Thank you.
Perfect.